Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
There he is.
You dipped out on me. Glad you're back.
Hey, like the tiptoe burglar, man. This is Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. Obviously, a lot going on. Mr. Austin?
Yes, sir.
Both in Huskerland and the NFL, the combine kicked off, and obviously we talked about it on the block with Strick, but I think more importantly, I think it's you know, one thing about the combine, when you have teammates there and different position groups go at different, you know, obviously different times during the combine, I think seeing, you know, I guess your bell cow and Ty Robinson do well, you know, it puts the good vibes out there. You know, it's like I was fortunate enough to Chad Kelce, we were in the same group. And so we were able to kind of, you know, take our experiences from, you know, when we used to do our pro day and our pro, you know, all our stuff, you know, when we tested out multiple times. But you know, it's Ty's first time, you know, probably being off on his own. You know, he's been here or was here at Nebraska, you know, 5 years or maybe even six. And so he's been through it. He's seen different guys try to go to the NFL. Some guys, you know, go to the NFL, played against guys that at Nebraska played or, you know, that went to NFL and stuff. But, you know, you fly to Indianapolis. And, of course, he's been training for it and obviously did, you know, pretty well at the combine. And then you saw Thomas Fedoni. He got interviewed and asked him why he left early, you know, essentially, you know, just asked his family and you know, and I'm sure Coach Rule had his input. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, 1 year eligibility, now he's got to go out there and continue to carry the baton, because I think the DBs go last. And obviously, you know, that coincides with the Rich Eisen run as well. and then you obviously got Isaiah Nair, who I think they go, you know, the day before the DBs. And so, you know, for a guy like Fedoni, you know, it's a good opportunity for him. You know, I expect him to test out well. You know, he looks good. I think he probably had a decent enough week at the Senior Bowl, you know, where they were able to see him up close and personal. Best thing he could do is interview well and test out well. And, you know, you can't go back and change the tape that you had. You know, he's shown the ability to catch and came out of high school with a lot of accolades. And so the best thing he could do is test out well. And, you know, I'm sure you have a pretty good idea of what the weaknesses maybe that, or the perception out there. And so you got to make sure that you just, you know, minimize those or nullify those when you get on the big stage and go out there and perform well.
That's I think the balance that a lot of these guys are trying to strike, maybe, Jay. I mean, you want to obviously go out and put out a well-rounded performance at the combine, just like you did on film. But you also, you know, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself, but you want to show that you can do something really well, right? Because we talked about Mike Vrabel earlier today, right? A football player playing different positions of linebacker, yeah, defensive end, flopping over to offense sometimes as well, right? It's great to be a football player. You got to be able to do a lot of different things to be able to stick. But you can also stick if you're a specialist, right? If you're the gunner for the Patriots, who's made a decade plus long career on it. If you're a third down specialist, you get home with a high pressure rate, high sack percentage, whatever it is. Some guys, you know, will make a living doing a little bit of everything, being a good teammate, bouncing around the league, carving out a career that way. Other guys are going to make a living off of doing one thing and doing it really well. I think that, you know, again, let me know if I'm wrong. I think every player wants to be good at everything, wants to be well-rounded, wants to say, I'm a superstar, I can do this, you can put me in three or four different positions and I'll succeed. But that's just not the reality for everyone, right? If you're going to be a generalist, you might end up being a little bit more behind the scenes, unless you're the, you know, top 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1%, even by NFL standards. So there's got to be a balance for guys. And Strick and I have talked about this in basketball too, where in the off season, some of your work has to be, how do I shore up my weaknesses? Part of it at the combine is, how do I practice these drills to make sure that I can grade out average or slightly above instead of maybe right. below average where I would have been during the year. But at the same time, not neglecting what you're already good at, right? Finding a way to take what's already a strength of yours and be able to amplify it from the college level to the pro level, because there's not many ready-made prospects, right? Just because you were good at something in college doesn't mean you're going to be good at it at the next level, whether that's NFL, right. NBA, or MLB. It's a very fine line to strike, which is where it's always interesting to see the different approaches and hear about the different approaches from these guys that speak at the podium about how it was they trained for the combine, what they were focusing on.
Yeah, you know, the combine training and being able to test out well has grown tenfold, 20-fold since I've been there. Now you see guys have their trainers that are able to get kind of close to like where they, the facility where they, to RCA Dome or whatever it is, where the combine is held, where you do on the field drills. Like when I was there, your agent, you barely got to even, talk to your agent, where they didn't even want them down, in the hotel lobby and bars like that. Now, they got, trainers there warming them up, going over steps, looking at, what they did wrong and, didn't, or what they could do better, with getting in, their steps in for the, 5-10-5 shuttle, long shuttle, all that stuff. So they're coming out there well-prepared now. So that lets you know you should not fail the combine. There's two things that you can't do. Two things that just will kill you, right? Is pass the, or fail the weed test. That's the dummy test.
Goes a long way.
Hey, you're getting tested for weed. You go up, show up there, you got weed in your system, you just a dummy. Second of all, you can show up like severely out of shape. That just lets you know that, and now, granted, if you don't have a, injury or something like that, it makes it worse. Now, I also say that with the amount of money and resources and people out there that can get you ready for the combine, you definitely have to, perform. You have these numbers, right? They give you, your agent will give you the numbers what the, linebackers usually get, and you want to be at or above all those numbers. Now, if you have something that you want to, that you really excel in, like Ty, running a 4.83 or like,
broad jump 9-11, by the way,
right,
as well.
Right. So you're showing the extreme explosiveness. You want to put that on display. Then that'll go back and accentuate your tape, or if you've had a little bit of a down year, like maybe Isaiah Nayer, he tests out off the charts. It'll go back and have them really look at, okay, what's really going on in the tape? Was he open and not getting the ball? Was he targeted, not that many times? Were the rolling coverages to his side? So if you really perform well in the underwear Olympics, I think it can not only solidify your spot, but then obviously amplify your spot. I think Ty is making money, with everything that he does. I know he's going to interview well. He's a good kid, smart kid, wants to go and be a doctor, durable kid. So then therefore that's two checks, and he's a great teammate. And then obviously he's a great athlete. So, he this whole process for him is, he's made a lot of money, but then also by hopefully eventually, I guess up in his draft status, it sets him up for a second part of his career too, if everything stays standard.
The durability piece, I think, is twofold, right? Didn't miss games at Nebraska with injury or being nicked up, being banged up, anything like that. But also, Jay, I think back to a couple spring balls ago when Nebraska just didn't have defensive linemen available. The number of guys that got injured or had surgeries, it was Ty Robinson and Nash Hutmaker in there, taking pretty much all the spring ball reps, the defensive line. That to me is the second contract part of it, where he's a team player. He's willing to do anything, the dirty work, even as one of the quote unquote better players as on the team. My other question for you is, how similar is the NFL combine to like the ACT or the SAT for college athletes looking to make the jump to the pros, like high school students trying to make the jump to college? Is it the same sort of concept, but physical instead of mental? Is it different? Yeah. Is there a comparison there?
It's pretty comparable. I mean, I think it's you got to prepare for it. How you study is the equivalent of how you get ready for it as far as physically. You have to go and, say you were a little bit shaky on science, that you have to brush up. And when you ACT and SAT, you know, you had those booklets you could take. You could go take, you know, pre-SAT and ACT tests so you could kind of get familiar with the timing and how much time you have, and don't get fixated on one question versus you want to get as many questions right. And you want to, you know, essentially, you know, fill out as many questions, you know, truthfully, or like with your, with the purpose of getting it right versus just going and scribbling.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's same thing with the combine, but I think the biggest thing is it, when you go to the combine and finish the combine and then throw pro day in there, which is Ty's doing so well at things. He's just pretty much, I think, going to be doing position drills, or at least that's what I would tell him to do. But you know, he's got an agent and he can do whatever he want. As soon as that's over, you really got to get into football drills, right? And especially for Ty, you ain't got to run another 40. And I'm sure he's going to jump good, you know, because they correlate the broad jump, vertical jump. And then, you know, he's going to do all that stuff great. I know he's going to, you know, now you got to go and just get prepared for, you know, the individual workouts and so forth and so on. But the biggest adjustment is this, is that you're going to go from, and I learned this, it was funny, where you're going, everybody's going to have hopes and dreams that, you know, having a 10 plus year career, Hall of Fame, win a couple Super Bowls, but very few get the opportunity to be on winning teams. But more or less, very few get opportunity to realistically make their mark. You know, I was fortunate enough to be in history books, you know, a couple times in the league, and same with my dad as well. But the one thing I remember getting into training camp, this is funny as heck, man. So, you know, I'm worried about, you know, the playbook. We had a pretty big playbook defensively at Nebraska because we ran some complex stuff, some pro stuff. It was three times as big in the league, right? So I'm getting ready for the first preseason game, worrying about the checks and all this other stuff. And the guy ahead of me, you know, he'd been overweight. So now I'm playing not only with the starters, I'm playing with the second string guys, all while trying to make the team, right? But it's great because you get a lot of film work. Man, hey, man, my man Henry Jones said, listen, brother, you better get ready for the kickback league. And I'm like, what you talking about? And he's like, special teams. You need to, that's how you're going to make the team. And it really shifted my focus that I had to really be a good player or a willing player on special teams first, because the two starters were there. So, you know, that's where it's good. It's a big adjustment for a lot of guys where Ty, you never missed a practice, hardly if you ever missed a practice. I don't think he missed any practices unless it was a rest day. Never missed a game. Extremely hard worker. So you go from playing, let's just say he played 80% of the plays here, you might play 20 in the pros. You might be inactive for the first four games. I mean, heck, Austin, I went from a late fifth-round draft choice. They drafted me because they expected me to be gone, right? So there's like I was a value pick. I forced my way onto the roster, made them keep five inside linebackers in a 3-4, which is unheard of on the active roster. So barely making the team to – being inactive, right, for the first six or seven, eight games, to be inactive, playing, you know, on special teams. So that's 10, 12 plays. That's pretty easy, right? Heck, you know, you just got to get warmed up. It's a track meet. I make a tackle or two a game. I know I keep my job, right? I played special teams all through Nebraska, or my all 4 years at Nebraska. So that, you know, I was willing to do it, but I had a plan. I want to go out there and make a, you know, have a solo tackle or assist every single game. You know, I was opportunity withstanding. And then next thing you know, a guy gets hurt. And then I go from playing, doing that 12 plays a game to 72, six games in a row, just like that. And then you got to restart it the next year where, things made the same. Then I kind of felt more comfortable on the team because one guy, I kind of forced another guy to kind of go somewhere else. He was up for a contract. He got a bigger contract somewhere else. So I kind of knew I kind of slid in there. They didn't draft anybody. I kind of earned my spot in the offseason, you know, as far as defensively, they could trust me based on what I did before. But then I had to amp it up on special teams. And so I went from, you know, obviously a special teams contributor to a special team stalwart to playing very little on defense again to starting essentially for the next 6 or 7 years. And that's what you got to wait for your chance. And that's where a lot of these guys are, you know, this combine is the last time that they're actually, you know, obviously take Travis Hunter and Shador and all those guys, but the majority of the league or majority of the combine are guys that this is their last time to individually shine, kind of like they were in college. Because when they get in the pros, they're going to look to the right or left and they're going to see about four or five guys that look like them or just as good. And sometimes, and more majority of the time, a little bit better just based on experience. And then obviously, you know, knowing how to play the NFL game.
So of the four guys for Nebraska who are at the combine that you mentioned, Robinson, Fedoni, Nayer, and Tommy Hill, is there any one of them that, you know, might be able to push special teams to the side, or do all four of them have to, you know, get ready to answer that question correctly from teams?
Well, they're all willing to play. I mean, they're all going to have to play special. Now, Ty's a defensive tackle, so he's probably, you know, obviously field goal block, maybe field goal protection, maybe on kickoff return. I mean, he's big enough and fast enough to be able to do that, you know, and so they don't run that kind of funky formation as far as punt-wise in the pros. And so, you know, Ty will play special teams. Tommy Hill is going to have to play special teams, right? Now, you got to be a gunner on a punt team. You got to be a guy that cover kicks on kickoff return or kickoff team. Mm-hmm. He's got to be a vice guy on punt return. Now, I doubt he's going to be on the front line, or maybe he could, you know, he could possibly maybe return some punts and stuff. So he's going to have to play special teams. And definitely Isaiah Nayer is going to have to. That's where I think he could really, really, while he starts to develop as a receiver, if he could be a guy, especially for his size and speed and how big he is, you know, say he gets drafted or gets a, you know, high priority free agent, and you start to knock people's socks off as far as covering kicks and being a willing participant on punt team. Now you make the team. Now you get a year or two to develop. Now you're better, and now you get to get out there and really play receiver. All the while the first thing they ask you when you're a free agent or when you're trying to get like extend your career, they ask your agent, you know, does he or has he played special teams, and will he play special teams? So all of them have to do it, you know. And then the biggest guy, I think, for Fedoni, I think the best thing he's gonna hopefully he does is test out well. I'm pretty sure he'll interview well and he'll do that. And I think he has enough tape and shown some stuff that obviously, you know, that is appealing, or else he wouldn't be at the combine, let alone the Senior Bowl. But the best thing that he could do is be, you know, an ass kicker on special teams. I'm telling you that right now, especially for him. You know, and the big thing is even though you've never covered a kick before, cover kicks. You know, if they say, hey, we don't need you on it, yes, you do. Be the first guy to volunteer. And that'll really, you know, make him a lot of money for it. So I think that's the best thing he could do until he gets on the field as a tight end.
Interesting, because I don't often think about, you know, tight ends as a bunch of special teams players. But a guy like Fedoni, I mean, he proved some. I think he still has a lot to prove. I'm on completely your side, though, when you say for Hill and for Isaiah Nayer. Right? There are two positions where they carry a few guys, but not too many, you know, individualists or specialists, I guess is probably the better term, right? If you're not Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase, you better be on special teams. I go back to the example that you always get from Alabama. During his Heisman year, Devontae freaking Smith is playing special teams. And that's where I do think I appreciate Nebraska's approach that it wants to build to, of getting starters those reps on special teams, because it should help Nebraska to have, you know, its best athletes be the most willing to be out there on special teams. But it's also, you know, helping them for the next level, right? Not giving them, you know, star player treatment, prima donna treatment at Nebraska, where just because you had a 1,000-yard season doesn't mean you're off the hook for special teams, right? If you want to help us win games, yeah, we'll target you on offense. We'll maybe, you know, manage or watch your special team reps to make sure that we can balance you getting those reps to help you for the next level, help the team out, but also make sure that we have you available on offense or defense, whatever it is, whichever side of the ball you're playing. But it's only going to help these young men at the NFL Combine and ones that want to end up there someday to do what you say and volunteer for special teams, be out there, dive into that playbook, get to know, say, Coach Eckler moving forward now. Even if, you know, in the short term, it's a receiver, I need to focus on that. Sure, but that's kind of the point. It's not more work. It's just different work, right? The time you would be at the jugs machine maybe go cover an extra punt or two, because it's probably going to pay dividends in the long run. Then you go back to the Jugs after practice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a football play, so you gotta approach it. But we're up against the clock, man. I think when we come back in the second segment, we'll see. I want to talk about the correlation from the combine, special teams, roster management, how Nebraska is handling it, is giving guys essentially the, I guess, Cliff Notes version, how to make a team or in any league, and then obviously stick. And that's the most important thing. It's not how you get there, it's what you do when you get there. But what we do is that we're going to take a quick break, come back. Austin Orman, Jay Foreman, Old School, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.